When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You know what I want more than anything in this world? Really, I would like you guys to take guesses. Cindy? Wait, let me give you a preface. Let me give you a context.
Jesus.
Okay, welcome everyone to the show, by the way.
Talk about skewing the conversation. Go ahead,
No, I'm going to give you a little context. Here we go. Misery loves company. So what do I want more than anything in this world? Cindy, take a stab at it.
Company?
Good point. Good company. Yes. That's why I have you all here. Good. Okay. Jeremy?
I don't know. Where are we going with this?
I know. It's scary, huh?
How about to be left the fuck alone?
There's that.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. Jake?
I was going to say something along the lines of like peace and quiet for a week or something.
No. I want Giancarlo to have children.
Oh, wow.
I want it so bad. It's all I want. And every time that I am around my children, mm-hmm. which is all the time, I just think to myself, I can't wait until Giancarlo lives through this moment. And so for those of you listening, we're doing a little series this month on getting to know the podcast crew. So we're going to blend this into a Too Famous / Get to Know Giancarlo. Segment.
I like it.
A little
I like
bit.
It.
So for those of you, so Giancarlo is like quite the like dapper, single, 40, you know, silver fox, successful, trilingual, tall. According to my son, he has a wiener like a banana.
Oh my God. I am so going to prison.
You gotta get some context on that.
Jill.
She took him to the bathroom once.
Yeah.
And Phoenix has told everybody about the size of Uncle G's wiener because apparently they went to pee. And Phoenix was like, Uncle G has a wiener the size of a banana.
Okay.
So G does well for himself, right?
Oh look, you're making me nervous. You're making me nervous.
So, G stopped taking Phoenix to the men's room after that. But
oh, no. What did you say the other day in New York?
Oh, yeah, the other day we were in New York, and I said
we went out
no more
to
banana
lunch,
incidents.
And she goes, do me a favor, no more banana. No, she goes, I don't need any more stories. And I was like,
because he tells everybody Uncle G has a penis the size of a banana.
So I made him go in the stall while yes. I went to the urinal, and he likes to close the door, which was good, but then he started walking out and started looking in my direction, so I'm like trying to give him my back, so I don't want any stories.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's G, right? He travels the world. He, you know, he's newly divorced. The world is his oyster, right?
Me, on the other hand, I have tuberculosis given to me from one of my filthy little children.
Your little petri dishes.
Yeah, I am coughing up phlegm that is shades of green, brown, and gray that I have never seen before.
Except maybe I was all alone.
Yeah. Like in an Area 51 documentary, maybe. Like that's where you might have seen such a disgusting thing. My son, I've chopped out half of his throat, and he still gets sick. So now we have to put tubes in his ears. Mm. And I'm sick, but Heidi will cry when they put him under. So I'm the one that gets designated to take him at the crack ass of dawn to get tubes put in his ears. So my son wears his onesie pajamas. And he will only, by the way, nowadays wear pajamas. That's all he wants to wear, are pajamas. No matter where we are, where we're going, he needs to be wearing pajamas. So he wants to wear his onesie pajamas to the ENT's office, and it has a butt flap on the back, right? And on the back it says, "Don't moose with me." So he's like laying on the bed. It's a crack of dawn. I'm coughing shit up out of my lungs that literally look like it could walk away the minute it comes out of my... It's like, all right. And my son literally looks at the doctor who walks in and says, "Good morning," whatever, and he goes, "Don't moose with my butt, Dr. Karimi." And, you know, the doctor looks at me like, what the fuck, right? And I was like, no. And I was like, Phoenix, because it says, "Don't moose with me, don't moose." And then the way he says it is like, "Dr. Kawimi," because of course he still cannot say, because he can't hear anything, his R's, his L's, his TH's. So I'm like, "Buddy, turn around and show Dr. Karimi your butt," which makes the guy give me another look. Then Phoenix tells the doctor he's excited about the laughing gas. Aww. So I get another look, which I have told the guy because I told him, like, "Oh, you're going to have a blast. It's going to be laughing gas. You're going to love it." So then he's like, "I can't wait for the laughing gas." This guy thinks I'm, like, you know, drugging them on nitrous oxide and whipped cream bottles in the middle of the night. They finally knock him out as he's trying to, like, rip this thing off of his face because, you know, when they start to smell, like, freaks him out. So he's out. He's done. He's gone, right? Okay. Sitting in the lobby, waiting for this to be over, getting my morning text messages from Mr. like, "I've just hit the gym and now I'm rolling calls. What are you doing?" Right? And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sitting in the ENT's office about to be accused of molesting my child from moosing with his butt." And Giancarlo was like, babe, what are we going to do about this tuberculosis you have?" And I was like, "You want to kill my kids or what's..." He's like, you sound terrible, honey. I'm like, "Okay, I'll talk to you later." Phoenix wakes up and he's laying on his thing, right? Now it's like 20, he's fast, like, so, you know, so they want to keep him. And he hasn't eaten anything and he hasn't drank anything. And they want to keep him. And he's like, "I want donuts, mommy, donuts." They're trying to keep him in the bed. He won't stay in the bed. So I now, let me preface this by saying that I have a pickup truck. I love this pickup truck. Love it. I drove it into a cement pole because I can't see anything over the front end. So I had just driven it into a cement pole, so I don't have the pickup truck. And the pickup truck is so high that I had to get a regular car because I can't park the pickup trucks. Like, we'll have meetings and Giancarlo's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I can't find parking because I can't get in the building."
Yeah, she's got like a monster truck. Yeah. That just, you know.
I bought it for the farm. But then I ended up driving it all the time. Then I didn't have another car, so I had to buy another car. So then I like cave to like the 40-year-old midlife crisis thing, and I bought this Porsche. And it's like I had a custom, and then I never want to drive it because I don't want any of my children in the car. And unfortunately, they're always around. So I take Phoenix in the Porsche, the brand new Porsche, custom made, to the doctor's office, right? So he wants to leave. I'm like, "The kid's ready to go. He wants to go. Can we go? Can we go?" They're like, lay down for a minute, whatever. Put the kid in the back of my car on our way to get donuts. We're not on the road more than 2 minutes. I'm on the 10 freeway. For those of you who don't live in California, it's a 5-lane highway at 8 in the morning. So just use your imagination. And all of a sudden, he's like, "Mama, I don't feel good." And I'm like, "Buddy, what do you mean you don't feel good? I don't feel great." I'm like, "Specifics, bud. Talk to me in specifics. Like, your head hurts, your elbow hurts, your eyeballs hurt, your ears hurt, your stomach hurts." He's like, "My tummy hurts." Uh-oh. And I was like, "You got to go poop, your tummy hurts?" Or you, and the kid also, like, I am positive that he is related to Giancarlo because he has constant diarrhea. So you never.
And I had tubes put in my ear, and I had my tonsils taken out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and as I mentioned, Phoenix is also very healthy, very healthy boy. Like he's, you know, he does well for himself. Yeah. So anyway, cut to, I'm like, bud, do I need to pull over? No, donuts. And then he vomits. He projectile exorcism vomits all over the back of my car. And you know that Porsches have like bucket seats? There's a bucket of bile. Green bile. And I am flying across five lanes of the highway, right? Trying to get off the freeway. And he's, and by the way, the child is so OCD. Like he could be filthy, filthy, but if you get anything on his clothes, he needs to change. So he's like, out, change, out, out, mama, change clothes, out. I'm in the parking lot of a Michael's craft store. He gets out of the car. There's a bucket of vomit in my back seat. He starts taking all of his clothes off. And he won't wear underwear, by the way. I don't know why. He will not wear underwear, which constantly makes him grab his wiener because his wiener is sticking to his leg. So he has no underwear on. And he gets naked in the Michael's parking lot. Okay, he's not a baby. He's 5.5 years old. And I'm in the car, right, trying to figure out what to do because there's a pile of... I look around. He's naked, butt naked. Pajamas on the floor, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Take the pajamas. I sop up all his vomit.
Oh.
I put him in my bomber jacket. There's puke all over his car seat, so he won't get back in the car seat. And I only have a jacket, which he doesn't want to get into, but it's all I have. I'm like, bud, this is all I have right now. Like, you're gonna. He's like, buy me clothes. It's 8:15 in the morning, you animal. Can't fucking buy you. Get in the car. So I'm on the phone with Heidi, and she's like, do not put him in the front seat. I'm like, okay, honey. Meanwhile, I hang up on Heidi. I have nowhere. He won't get in the back of the car. He will not. So I have to put him naked in the front seat.
Seatbelt him.
Of a Porsche with no child seat to try to get home from Santa Monica to Malibu. And I'm like, bud, are we done? Like, do you think we're done? Yeah. Get on the road. Everywhere. Right. Yeah. And it's like, and in these moments, I just think to myself, like,
why me?
Yeah. Like, right. I mean, like, this can't be normal. Like, people can't have this happen. Like, people put tubes in their ears, the ears of their children, like, every day. Like, whose child, like, exorcism projectile vomits 4 times, by the way. And Heidi is like, what's going on? I'm like, he's throwing up. And she starts laughing. I'm like, oh, you know, like, you know, this is not, it's an expensive car. And like, we're not rich enough to not care when they throw up in the car. Like, that's real money, right? When they like puke and you just buy a new one. Like, we're not, we don't have that much money. So, I you know, we're not like, you know, that's like wealthy. You know, we're not, no, we don't. It's Oprah money. You just get a new one.
Just get another.
Yeah, that's Larry Ellison kind of money. You know, we don't have that going on.
Oh.
So, and in that moment, like, and this kind of stuff happens to me all the time. Like, in these moments, I just think to myself, what would Giancarlo do? And that's what I want to know.
Yes.
So here you are in your Ferrari Speciale. You're fucking.
Well, that's where you first went wrong.
Oh, bullshit. You think you're not going to put him in the car?
Never.
Oh, impossible.
Okay.
You'll Uber there because I guarantee you something would come up. Or he'll drive the tricycle into the car. Or he'll launch his skateboard into the car.
All things that I've seen happen to my friends. All true.
Every single one, yeah.
All true. What would I do? I would...
kill it. Would you kill it?
I would, you know... Oh, my God. Yeah, I would probably do what you did. But I wouldn't give him so many options. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. Take all your clothes off, leave that on the side of the road, strap him in the car naked, and if he continues to vomit, I would have left the car on the side of the road, called an Uber, and just gotten an Uber, and I'd rather say sorry to that guy and tip him $20. It's just, that's what I would do. Because now you're starting to get into, you know, the child affecting the value of the piece of art that you own. I mean, essentially, that's what he did, right? So you could have called an Audible and said, you know what? We're taking the bus to Malibu today, or we're taking a cab, or we're taking an Uber.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like if you do it once, they say to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but if someone does it to you twice, then shame on you.
Right.
So my playbook would have been, did it once,
yeah.
said, all right, the car's staying here.
You think you just abandoned the car on the side of the highway?
The car's going to be fine.
Pacific Coast Highway, they'll tow it.
Well, no, you just, you leave.
The hazards, they'll tow it.
You leave a hazard with a note saying, ran out of fuel, went to get fuel.
Filled with puke.
Yeah.
Must.
That's all you got to say. Yeah. All you got to do is leave a note, ran out of fuel, we'll be back, and they won't tow it.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. See? Not so bad. On the tuberculosis part, that's a whole nother thing.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that you can take.
I've
tried. That's going to stop you. I mean, he's taken me out too.
Oh, he's put people in the hospital.
You don't understand, Cindy. I have traveled from Amsterdam to LA, gone home, grabbed a bag, flown from LA to Sydney. Nothing.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing. I've had people
mild case of diarrhea. That's
this
all he gets.
Had me projectile vomiting out of a cab.
Yeah.
Fever, sweats. I mean, the kid is a petri dish for infection.
I'm going to wear one of my hospital masks next time.
Wean the
see
dog.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And there's no not getting around all the bodily fluids.
Oh, my God. Oh. The snot.
The snot.
And the booger eating. What is the booger eating?
We're walking down.
Why do they eat boogers? That's a huge problem I've been having.
We were at dinner. He was so into his show. I saw him take his two center fingers. Jammed them up his nose. And then slick-wise, he just went.
Oh,
put it right in his mouth. Yeah. And then he's like, Uncle G. And he touches me. I was like, what?
Yeah.
We were walking down Columbus Avenue.
Yeah.
And I saw Jill go, uh-oh. And
yeah,
all of a sudden
everywhere.
His face exploded with snot.
Yeah.
And Jill just looked at me and I was like, I walked into Starbucks,
yeah,
grabbed tissue or napkin. Yeah. And then I walk out and I go to hand it to Jill. She just looks at me. I'm like, I got it.
I just was like.
She didn't even want to touch him.
I've lived in the snot, sweat, vomit, piss, shit, blood, boogers. I don't. And I mean, like, that's just like. You like, I've lost my soul, Cindy.
Right.
Well,
I've lost my soul.
I can't imagine why I never had children.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't give them away either. I've tried. Mm.
So now you know.
Yeah.
Consider alternative transportation when you're dealing with him.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Make it someone else's problem.
Make it someone else's problem.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Talking a little RX bar love right now, people. We're talking about a yummy, delicious, nutritious protein bar that you can take on the go anywhere, anyplace, anytime, which is what I do. I keep them in my backpack. So when I travel, I always have a healthy snack. Plus, they're delicious. Takes the place of a crappy treat that you know you don't need. There are no fillers, no additives, no chemicals, no added sugar, no BS. The core ingredients do all the talking. It's like 3 egg whites, 2 dates, 6 almonds. And as I said, no garbage. RX bars are gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free. There are no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. Sorry to beat a dead horse here, but I'm trying to get the point across. It's a super clean bar. Grab, go. Toss in a backpack for a hike. Take with you when you're traveling. Put in the glove compartment of your car so when you're in between appointments or stuck in traffic and you're starving, you've got a healthy snack there for you. That's what I do. Love it. Love it. For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/Jillian. Enter the promo code Jillian at checkout. That's rxbar.com/Jillian. Promo code Jillian. All right, guys, it's time to talk about MeUndies. I don't know why I love the name of this company so much. For some reason, I just love saying MeUndies, which is just very satisfying and fulfilling. Basically, MeUndies is just a super fun, incredibly comfortable line of underwear. And they've got everything, thongs, boy shorts. It's all sustainably sourced. They're really fun, adventurous prints, or you can just, you know, you keep it simple. It's totally up to you. I personally love mine. I've got the dumpling boy shorts that are my absolute favorites. Yeah, I'm actually serious as a heart attack. And they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So MeUndies guarantees you're going to love their undies so much that if you don't, they'll give you your money back. And they have an exclusive offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping. Yeah, hello, 20% off and free shipping. If you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund. It's a no-brainer. So to get 20% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Jillian. That's MeUndies.com/Jillian. So, Cindy.
Huh.
Hot topics?
Hot topics. Indeed.
G.
Where's my...
Oat milk.
Oat milk.
Oh, look at him. Look at him resituate himself. What are your thoughts on this? I haven't even heard of this one yet.
I haven't heard of it either, but there's just so much I want to talk about. but I just feel that these conversations are guided and focused, so I'll contribute when I can.
Pea milk, oat milk, coconut milk, almond milk, soy milk, like the alternative milk category.
Oh, it's huge.
It's like, crazy.
One of those pea,
hemp milk.
One of those pea milk companies just recently got like over $100 million in financing.
Yeah, what was the name of that?
I don't want to really say it.
Oh, okay, but it tastes like...
It tastes like pea.
Yeah. Doesn't taste good.
Not with an A at the end.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
sure
get
there
it.
Is pea,
I don't,
pea
I don't,
milk.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't love the pea milk. Pea protein.
I do love
doesn't
that there's
me.
A
coconut milk. I like a lot.
I definitely love
rice
that
milk.
There are so many alternatives nowadays, so people can really kind of align and identify.
But it's confusing, and now the latest one is oat milk.
Well, you know we're shot. If she's confused,
yeah. Right.
The world is done.
Well, it's just a lot. Like, I don't even know what you need all of this for. But basically, it's like whatever's been a protein powder is now a milk, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So a hemp milk. Look, listen to this. They're also saying now, okay, grocery stores now stock an army of nut milks. Almond, we know. But cashew, yes, that's more mm-hmm. prevalent. Hazelnut, never seen it. Macadamia nut milk.
Hmm. I've never heard of that one.
I mean.
Oh, no, I have. I've had that.
How yeah. is it?
You know, I think all the nut milks are mostly water, so they're not milk. It's just something else to add to
something
coffee.
Else.
I mean,
right.
I think it's great with cereal. Yeah. Any of them are great with cereal. I love the unsweetened, like, almond milk, because it's a flavor.
I like coconut milk.
That's
my
it's a
thing,
flavor.
Man. Yeah.
Really.
But I don't do it in the can. I do it in the carton.
But I don't like any of it in coffee.
I don't mind coconut milk in coffee. I do vanilla coconut milk.
That might be
and I'm
good.
Sure it's got sugar or whatever. I'm like, it's fine.
That's my favorite one is vanilla coconut milk.
Yeah, the vanilla coconut milk. I have it in my cereal.
I grew up drinking whole milk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, most of our generation did.
But the amazing thing is when I was younger, I would crave a glass of whole milk.
Yeah.
I can't touch it now.
Oof.
My brother-in-law still drinks it.
Lactose intolerant.
Instantly.
Wow.
Yeah, you're Latino. I told you when you're ethnic.
I don't know if it's
harder.
Like, it's just harder.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, goat milk I have heard about, and that's supposedly easier on people that are lactose intolerant. And if you're lactose intolerant, you can take Lactaid. But then there's also a question of how much dairy do human adults actually need, right? Yeah. And the dairy industry is kind of, although I love cheese, love it.
I do too.
But I think you can get calcium and magnesium from other things, like coconut milk, right? So. Mm-hmm. I
broccoli.
Mean, yeah.
Broccoli, cheese. Which one would I?
I know. So I put cheese on broccoli. Yeah, cheese on broccoli. But I think where it gets confusing, like, look, here's what I can say. There are all these different milks. If you're lactose intolerant, then obviously don't do dairy. You could do like a lactose-free milk or what have you. If you're going to do dairy, it really does need to be organic. The amount of hormones and antibiotics, either don't mess with it or do organic milk, period. Dairy milk, actual cow milk. Goat milk, same thing. I mean, I'm hearing good things about it. I've never tried it, but, you know, again, it's got to be organic. I don't know if they're pumping goats full of hormones. Yeah. I would think that it's not big enough business yet, but who knows? Soy is a no. Absolutely not. It's GMO, non-fermented soy, heavily sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So that one you can absolutely tell yourself no. Almonds, the reason I like coconut, even though almond is good for you, is because almonds are also very heavily sprayed.
Heavily sprayed.
50 different kinds of pesticides on almonds. So, and usually that almond milk is not organic. Yeah, so you're soaking those almonds.
I can't even find organic almond milk.
Yeah,
because
it's
farmer's market.
Expensive. Yeah. G and I were looking at a company. We were looking to invest in this nut butter company. Mm-hmm. And they can't make them organic because it's so expensive.
Yep.
Mm. And they have to pass that cost on. And we were like, well, you know, like it's tough.
Have you guys ever tried the goat milk ice cream?
No.
It's a brand called Lalu's. It's pretty good. Rusty turned me onto it.
Really?
Yeah, you should check it out.
Mm. Lalu's, where do you even find it?
I bought it out of Whole Foods.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, pea milk, I guess I don't love the taste of it. Hemp is good for you. I think you also got to read the other ingredients, right? Because it's not just hemp and water. So read it.
Right.
See what's in it. Like, does it have a bunch of crap, like fake fat, fake sugar? You know, is it a clean product? Can you pronounce the ingredients? Is it simple? I mean, again, I go back to coconut rice milk. I don't know what the benefits would be of rice milk.
I just remember rice milk ice cream and that taste.
Right.
It was so
gritty
and
yucky.
Yeah, gritty.
Yeah, I don't.
And
I
rounding
don't know.
Out the category is breast milk.
Yuck.
had to do it. You know he had to do it.
You got it, Jake. You got to keep this thing real.
I'm looking for the information on oat milk, though. So it's this company called, like, Oatly.
Oatly, yeah.
So it says over oat milk hot chocolate. Oh. All right. They're making hot chocolate with it. But it doesn't say, like, notice it doesn't say, oh, here, it's more environmentally sound. All right, I found it. Almonds require over 6 times as much water to grow as oats do. Oh, that's interesting. That's something I didn't think about. Oatly's lack of dairy, nuts, and gluten, soy, or genetically modified organisms is a plus. Okay. It's rich in fiber. Yep, that's great. All right. It's comparable to other milk alternatives in terms of sugar content. It says it's relatively high in carbohydrates and calories. But again, I don't really count that if the carbs are complex. Like, I don't look at carb content. I look at carb quality. So I'd have to look at it. But it says it's high in fiber, so it doesn't sound like it's overly processed. I'm curious about it. I gotta say, I'd be willing to try it. Definitely.
We'll have to find that.
Yeah. All right. What do you got, Sin?
This is the yoga instead of detention. So
can I do yoga instead of prison time?
They're doing yoga, I think, in prison.
I'm not prison. Gonna say it. People get upset.
No, I've said it. Did you go to prison? Whenever I watched Orange is the New Black up until that Nazi season, it looked really relaxing.
I have a close friend that did 7 years, okay, in a federal prison.
It looks really relaxing.
He said it probably was – it's horrible to be separated because the pain that you cause your family and all that kind of stuff, right? But he
learned –
What about
the pain that they cause you when they vomit in the back of your car?
He said it was – he learned so much about life and human tenacity, and it's just fascinating to sit down with. He's a great guy. He's a father of twins. He's, you know, a stepdad, all of those things. He's a husband. You know, there was a period in his life where he made some poor judgments and he served his time and, you know, he pays it forward now. But the things that he tells me that he learned about life on such a basic level where you really have nothing more than just your environment – it's fascinating. Mm. Fascinating stuff.
Think, like, you don't have to worry about what to wear.
That's exactly.
You don't have to worry about what to eat. You don't have to wake up and deal with anything.
All he did
just
was
read and work out.
Read, work out, and talk about life.
See, that sounds great.
Sounds like retirement, though.
I don't want, though, anything in my butt. And I think the prison is famous for that. I'm not a butt. You know how I feel about that. I don't want anything going in my butt. It's an exit-only area. Yeah, and I don't want that. I think that prison is like a
mooses.
Notice I said he went to a federal prison.
What does that mean?
That's like white collar crime.
Oh,
not you know.
Well, that's the kind of crime I think I could commit.
Yeah. You can work on that
for sure. Insider trading,
all that kind of stuff.
I'll look into that. I don't know how to do any of it, but I'm going to look into it.
You're going to well, that's good because if you do it badly, you'll be caught. Really fast.
With Jill's luck, the judge will just look at her like, you know what? You're so poor at what you tried to do.
Yeah.
Time served.
No, you know, here's what he'll do. He'll make me pay all this money and fine so I'm poor, and then he still won't put me in prison.
Exactly.
So I'll have to work twice as hard to earn it all back. So not only do I not get a vacation, it's like it'll get 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well. So, sorry, yoga in school.
Real talk.
I don't know. It's going to seem
like nothing.
Would you
call this real talk with Jill Michaels?
All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, guys, I want to tell you about a company I've been working with called Havenly. They helped me design our farmhouse, and they can help you do the same with any part of your living space or workspace that you want to make over. They pair you with an interior designer, and they take into account your space that you have available, what you want to create in your unique style. It's simple, and they have access to hundreds of retailers, so you get the guaranteed best prices. And check this out. Everyone deserves a beautiful living space, and everyone could use a little help doing it. What they do is you start out by taking the Havenly Style Quiz. It's a great way to learn about the things you like, the things you don't like, and then they match you up with the perfect designer. So turn those Pinterest boards into a reality. Try Havenly.com today by visiting Havenly.com/Jillian and get 25% off your design package. That's Havenly.com/Jillian for 25% off your design package. Havenly.com/Jillian, Havenly.com/Jillian. All right, we're back. And Cindy has lined up another great call with Natasha. Natasha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So, buddy, welcome to the show. Tell us what's going on. What's your question?
Well, it's like a two-parter. I had a baby almost a year ago.
Congratulations.
And it was my second, thank you, and last one.
Oh, okay. Second and last child. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm looking to lose about 20 pounds of the pregnancy weight. So for a while, I was working out during lunch using your app, but I've kind of transitioned to now morning workouts.
Okay.
So my question is protein shakes.
Okay.
The timing of when I take my protein shake and if I should be taking it like after every workout, strength and cardio.
All right. So let's talk protein shakes real quick. It doesn't matter. What do you think that they're going to accomplish for you? I'm just curious.
Helps recovery of muscle.
I mean, so would some chicken and some brown rice. So,
it doesn't matter, like,
no.
Because it's liquid or...
Not at all. So, think of it like this. Like, I'm all for a protein shake, absolutely, because it's a nice breakfast or a great snack. But it's not going to do something magical. You know, if you do, like, you get, like, a bone broth protein, like, great. Then you're getting your collagen and you're getting a little extra protein in, like, fantastic. But you could also do, you know... chicken and brown rice or chicken and vegetables. Like the timing, like, unless you're a bodybuilder and you're like, I must replace the aminos and the branched chain, like golden hour, like that, none of that. You're talking about losing 20 pounds. This is a matter of making sure that you create no more than 1,000 calorie deficit a day, no less than 500 calorie deficit a day. If you want to have protein shakes because you've got a really high quality protein and maybe you've got some bone broth in there and it's a nice snack or it's a good breakfast or, you know, you're using it as a meal replacement when you've got like some coconut milk or bananas and fruit and protein powder in there, like by all means, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But it's not sort of like this panacea of like, I take my protein shake an hour after and I will get this incredible result. No. Eat every 4 hours. You know, eat clean, manage those calories the appropriate way, and this will come off. Are you, by the way, are you still breastfeeding? Because that's the one thing that can have an impact.
No, I'm not.
Perfect. Because if you were still not perfect for your child, I don't mean like, yay, the child, but the point is that if you're breastfeeding, your body tends to not want to let go of the last like 10 to 15 pounds. So it would be very, very difficult to accomplish those two things at the same time. So in truth, you're going to lose 20 pounds the way you would lose 20 pounds. You know, whether it's baby weight or whether it's just 20 pounds, it doesn't matter. It's biologically 20 pounds. And that just makes it the same as any other endeavor you would take to lose what we consider to be vanity pounds, because I'm guessing you sound like you're pretty healthy. So you're overthinking this a bit, kiddo. Make sure that you eat every 4 hours, you know, exercise, you know, 4 to 6 times a week, between 30 minutes to an hour, absolute tops. You can do 20 minutes if it's got a nice intensity, you're still get a great result. And don't overdo it. Don't go over 1,000 calories a day or you'll go into a plateau, because it's too great of a deficit for too little amount of weight. And try to keep it to 500 to 1,000 and it'll come off. Don't worry about the rest of this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like you're doing everything right.
Okay. Of course, it's like the world we live in. We want instant gratification and all that stuff. So I'm really trying to like not think about it and just be consistent. But
there's no such thing, anything. Sweetheart, especially not with 20 pounds. If you were 100 pounds, yeah, because your body would want the weight off so desperately. You know what I mean? That we could get aggressive and rip it off of you. But when you're talking about 20 pounds on a person that's healthy, because you work out. I mean, you said you're doing Slim 60 from my app. If you're doing Slim 60, you're fit. I guarantee if I took you to the doctor right now, I bet you would get a totally clean bill of health. I mean, when you're healthy like that, you're talking about vanity pounds. The body doesn't really want to drop that weight. It's holding on to it. You're clearly in your childbearing years. You're clearly fertile. Your body is like, nah, I keep this in case I have another baby or what have you. Your body considers itself healthy, you know, with 10 to 15 pounds of fat on it. I would even question if you really have 20 to lose, but you know what I'm saying? And so that's why you can't create too big of a deficit. Or your body will say, I don't have enough weight to lose, and I'm putting out too much energy on a daily basis. So you'll have a biochemical shift, and you'll slow your metabolic rate. So just be patient. Put one foot in front of the other, and in probably like 3 to maximum 6 months, maximum, you'll be there. You'll blink your eyes and be right where you want to be.
Okay.
All right.
And in regards to, I'm doing Slim and 16 now, but what would you recommend? Like, how would I choose the next?
There's so many programs on that app. So really, like, we're adding yoga, we're adding kickboxing. So those should be up in the next couple of months. We've got a 10K now that's up there. We've got a 5K that's up there. Have you done Bikini Body? That's a 30-day shred. Have you done that one?
No, I have not. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So you might want to do that one. And then you could even get into the body part ones. So it's like you could do lean legs. You could do beautiful back, chest, and arms. You could do sexy six pack. Like, you could literally bounce around via all those different programs. One thing I created on the app is something called the Gauntlet. And it sounds like you're intermediate. So it's like Gauntlet V is the intermediate. It's a year-long program. And it takes you through various programs within the app. But it starts with Slim 60. That's the only thing. So you could follow it and look at the programs and do it on your own without starting over again on Slim 60, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.